All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Cam Sutton released. It's one of the wilder stories where an incident takes place on March 7th. Some of the details are pretty horrific. Accusations, whatever you want to call it. There's an arrest warrant. They're talking about tracking his plate on, like, flock cameras and how it's pinged in the last 24 hours in the state of Florida. You know, you see kind of like a bolo put out there, if you know this man. It's just a very...
Yeah, his phone's been off for right. 2 weeks.
You essentially have an NFL player on the lam. Now, there are two ways this normally gets handled. I mean, you can wait for the league to suspend a guy, which could have financial consequence, or the team finds out what's going on and goes, nope, yeah, no, you're gone. Now, again, I don't have it in front of me. You know, there's not a huge, I would assume, there's not a huge financial negative impact here. But bottom line is, days ago, Rico, we talked about, look, they don't have any great needs. Right. We finished the offseason, well done. Well, now guess what? Cornerback becomes a need. And I will tell you, the Lions are going to have to do something that they probably don't want to do.
Draft a corner in the first
round? No, even better. I can give you a name of a corner that would be a Brad Holmes special, meaning a one-year deal.
Okay.
Stephon Gilmore.
Yeah.
You can't – I don't want the good work that they've done to be unwound by this incident and this release. Would you be in favor of going out and going, all right, we have the cap space, it's a one-year deal, pay him more than he's worth for 1 year and get him in here?
But see, I think this is one of those cases, Mike, as you like to say, both things can
be true. Oh, he did it again.
You can take Gilmore, but you also take your real cute CB1 with your first pick in the draft. Now, Brad Holmes was at the Alabama Pro Day yesterday, and normally when he goes down there, he ends up drafting Alabama players. Alabama has not one but two different corners that they could possibly be looking at with that pick 29, whether they want to move up or even move back to get one of those guys. But, yeah, you could take Gilmore for your immediate needs, and then you can go ahead and draft a guy. According to SpotTrack, an outright release. Lions take on 19.2 of dead cap, forfeiting 6.5 of cap space.
Well, I want to apologize to the listeners. I did not realize it would have that level on their cap, so I'm sorry, guys.
That's
a bad job by me.
But this could be something that Goodell has probably told Brad Holmes and the Lions, go ahead, I know what you want to do, we'll fix this later, but go ahead and get him off your roster now. And because if the NFL suspended him, it's basically no harm, no foul.
Yeah. Well, and I think we can just say this was a disastrous signing.
Yeah.
Now that it's done, obviously I tried to defend Cam Sutton in a way where it's like, look, I know he was bad, but he's not a lead corner. He got miscast. But you play terrible – then you do what you're accused of doing here in a domestic situation, and you end up getting released and you hurt the team. Disastrous signing.
Yeah.
Just is. So how do they fix it? You got to go get a corner.
Well, I think they did step one. Don't even play the PR game. You see what we see and they see. Let's just get rid of him, and then we'll fix this later. And I can't say for certain, but I just got a feeling that the NFL is working hand-in-hand with the Lions saying, do what you got to do, and I got a feeling that this dead cap money is going to come off the books, and they're going to be like, you know what, go get another free agent. We're going to act like this never happened.
I'd love to know where that is in the bylaws. Let me know.
No, I'm saying because I think that they're going to actively – the NFL will suspend him. The Lions are just kind of – instead of waiting and letting their name be tagged along with this, let's just separate ourselves now. We'll figure this out later. That's just my speculation.
Yeah, and that's fine. I'd love to hear from Lion fans on it. I mean, we actually had all reached a point of kind of like bliss. Offseason was done.
Things just got too good.
Yeah, a lot of my fears were kind of put to the side once they got DJ Reader and Kevin Zeitler, and I'm like, okay, we're good. You know, I don't think it's perfect. Would I have done a little different? Well, yeah, sure. Who cares? Cam Sutton getting released creates a real issue now because you are sitting here and you do not have a second starting caliber corner, and you can't depend on Mosley off back-to-back blown out ACLs, and he played two snaps last year. And Amik Robinson is a slot nickel corner, period. Please do not call the show and sell him that
but
at 5'8 and a half, he's playing the outside. He's not. Now, in a pinch, guy dies, guy has a cramp, I need him for one play or a series. Okay.
Yeah. I don't think the ball bounces off his face mask going up against IU. But,
okay,
yes.
So TJ has just texted. This is excellent. So TJ has said, contracts in the NFL are void if you break personal conduct policy, which includes arrest.
All right, well, thank you, TJ.
TJ, well done, brother. Please, two hands on the wheel now. He drives very loose. He actually lets his spit bottle drive. Bottom line, I'd like to know from Lions fans, do we need to go out and sign someone right now? Like, can we all unite? I know this family has argued with each other. And people say, well, you got to let Brad cook and do all that. Okay, fine. Here's my point. You cannot go into the draft, to Rico's point, and have to play that kid day one 700 snaps. They have got to bring in a corner. So, okay, if Brad doesn't want to do long-term commitments, go sign Stephon Gilmore.
You jump back in for Snead?
Look, man, the way I want to do it isn't just – it's not real. They're not going to do it the way I want to do it. Now, I'm fine with it as long as they win games. I'm making a point. I don't – what have I said since the beginning of free agency? I will not fall in love with any one player.
Right.
Rico, go get a legitimate starting corner, period. You do what has to be done to make this happen. You're a Super Bowl caliber team who just had their starting corner basically on the lam and get released. You can't just say, well, we'll sign someone else's fifth-string water boy. No. Act like a big boy and make big boy moves. All right, Stephon Gilmore's old as dirt, but he had a good year last year. Give him a one-year deal for $10 million, and you bring him in here. Then you draft a corner. Then you have, ready for it, depth. Sorry, I'd like to know where Lion fans are at with it. David, what do you got on Ticket Text? Talk to me.
Someone is agreeing with you, Rico, saying yes on Snead. They do want to go get him. Someone else is saying yes, get Stephon Gilmore now. He needs to be a Detroit Lion tomorrow. Someone else says, I don't hear the Lions talking about culture right now.
Okay, look, I'm not going to sit here and blame the Lions for this because you don't know what everybody goes through in their own house, okay? He checked all the boxes, and they thought that they had somebody. They didn't know that this was going to happen. I'm not blaming the Lions for this one iota.
No, the only thing I'll say is you're going to have good and bad signings, and the reasons for them will always be different, and sometimes it's unexpected. Bottom line, whether it was on the field or now off, Cam Sutton is a terrible signing, and he's gone, period.
Someone suggesting a few other names for you guys, Xavien Howard, Adoree Jackson. That's from Jay and Warren. Another person is saying, won't you do the opposite of this, and you can draft a guy, but won't you go get Jadeveon Clowney, help the defensive backfield by signing
now,
him?
Now, you know I'm big on that. I mean, he is the king of one-year contracts.
I'll say it again.
Be your year to sign him.
I'll say it again to you. I'm not arguing the idea. I'm telling you, I don't think they buy it. They signed Davenport. They brought back Kaminsky on a restructure. They have Pascal, and they are buying all the stock they can in James Houston. I just don't think they're doing it. So you're not wrong for bringing it up. I just don't think it's real.
Yeah, someone else is saying there's no way they go get Snead now. They took a chance on Sutton, and it didn't work. They're not taking another chance.
No, you're not going to give up more draft capital to get another corner. You did it with Carlton Davis. You need to go sign a veteran who likes money, who wants to play football for 1 year in Michigan and deal with our roads. And whether it's Xavien Howard, whether it's Stephon Gilmore, I don't care. Dig up Rod Woodson's body. Sign a vet. Bring someone in that I care about. I don't think it's good enough to just go out and be like, well, we found a kid from Romulus who played in the CFL. Come on, man. You can make fun of Cam Sutton, but the reality is he was never supposed to be a lead corner. All right, so now you don't have him. That's a problem. Now, I'll let Brad cook, but I hope we're bringing a corner in. 248-539-9797. Go ahead.
Yeah, someone else is saying, I hate what he's accused of. This is awful, but I'm glad the contract is off the books. He wasn't a good player.
According to DJ, who's hitting me with the player handbook, the only way you would be on the hook for this deal is if somehow he dodged all charges. You sure don't seem like that's in the offing here.
Yeah, yeah.
But we'll see. And it's until proven guilty, but that doesn't mean you have to play football for my team.
Yeah, and I applaud the Lions for just saying, you know what? No. This does show me they do have culture. They're not willing to just, as Jansen would say, letting it play out.
248-539-9797. All right, we'll get more of your ticket text, get some calls. We got deal breakers coming up as well.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cam Sutton's been released. It made all the waves yesterday. He's on the run, if you will. Maybe that's irresponsible on my part. I guess it's just when nobody can find you and your phone's off and they're using flock cameras to try to find your license plate. That kind of sounds like you don't want to be found.
No, brother, I think on the run is an accurate statement.
Okay.
That's not saying he's guilty, but when the cops are asking for the public's help.
Yeah, okay. So you know what I mean. Sometimes you do a live show and you just fly, and it's like, let me make sure.
We had people yesterday. What about the victim? Like, what do you want me to say? It's a heinous crime that he's being accused of.
Right. and again, I'm staying away from even getting into the charges are bad enough. I wouldn't want him anywhere near my place of business if he's guilty. And the Lions are a place of business. So I'm more focused on he's gone. Do you think it is incumbent, that it is required, that Brad Holmes must go out and do something he didn't plan on doing, which is make an expenditure here. I mean, look, I don't care who it is. It's going to cost you. These corners are not cheap.
No.
But they need to do something. Or am I going to get the Brad box who just go, whatever Brad decides is good enough for me? I just feel like
I think you'll get both.
Okay.
But if you're smart, he's going to draft somebody. I think that first round pick went from best available wide receiver, offensive lineman, tight end, you name it. Let's go after him to, all right. And especially because he was down in Alabama the pro day yesterday. Maybe do we see somebody we like that we can move up for? Do we stand pat?
Well, you know what? James has called in, and he has a suggestion that I think fits that, and I want him to tell it to you. James, welcome to the show. How are you?
Well, thank you very much. I would get Gilmore for the 1 year experience, and then go get Cooper from Iowa. Let him learn
Cooper DeShane.
For 1 year. If you have to move up about 5 or 6 spots, move up and go get him. The guy's one of the best athletes out there, and he's a returner, too. So you got your backup returner.
Yep.
Or, you know, he can be on special teams, too.
Wouldn't hate it. Look, James, with Sutton gone, it paints it in a different picture for me. All I'll continue to say is, if DeJean has a high grade on Holmes' board, he has shown you he will do what it takes to go get his guy. I like the way you're thinking, James. I have nothing negative to say about it.
But, yeah, you can go
but
get
I'm still
you.
Signing
no,
a corner.
No, right, you get a corner for now, but yeah. You're planning for the future. I'm going to give you enough time, warm up to this spot, and maybe you just take it over by the middle of the season. By their first bye week, you're the new corner.
Yes. No, and again, it doesn't matter what I do in the draft. I'm signing someone now. I need a week one experienced starter that can do the job. You know, we were trusting that Sutton, in a more appropriate role, and this team being better up front, was going to be good enough.
Right.
Him not being here takes away that any possibility. You cannot possibly not re-engage. And I would think, Rico, if you're a veteran and you want to win, and Dan Campbell is a hell of a player's coach and people want to play for him, I'd like to think this would make you one of the most attractive destinations for an available free agent.
Spot available, and here's something that Lions fans aren't used to hearing. You may be able to get a person who says, I'll take less. I just want to be a part of what you guys are doing. Rather than you got to overpay to get this guy to come to Detroit.
Yep.
I heard about your bad roads. Don't worry about it. I just want to win.
I will deal with them.
You know what? I'll be there for the bumpy parade.
Let's go to Freddie, 97.1. Freddie, what's going on, buddy? Freddie.
Hey, how's it going?
There's Freddie. How you doing, bud?
Yeah. Good. Good to hear you guys. Glad to hear you're out in Vegas having a good time. I really like the Stephon Gilmore angle. I think we need to get somebody in the door right now. Somebody, I know you said Xavien Howard, and I thought that was a good idea too, but you also have somebody out there, Valenti, that I think you are maybe a little familiar with, and that's Tre'Davious White, who's coming off of an Achilles, and I don't think he'd be very expensive to bring in, and obviously we've got the injury problems, blah, blah, blah. But
yeah, but see, here's the thing, and I'll let you finish. I'm a little tired of bringing in players off of injury, okay? I want somebody, and I know it's football, it's a collision sport, but can I just get somebody who didn't come off of an Achilles, didn't come off of a knee injury, didn't have some type of problem in the last 2 years, and can just walk in and play right now?
Rico, I agree with you 1,000%, but I'm just trying to play into the tendencies that it seems like Brad Holmes is doing here, where he's signing these prove-it deals with the guys that are looking to, you know, remake a name for themselves. Yeah. Hey, come in, we'll pay you $2 million. You have a great year. You go sign your big contract with somebody else. Meanwhile, you helped us down the road.
Yeah, but here's the other thing, and this is the only one of the problems I have with Holmes is, quit acting poor. You got the money. Just go out there and pay full price. Sometimes, yes, everybody wants the deal. Everybody wants to say, I got this suit for 60% off. But occasionally, you just got to go out, pay top dollar for a top brand suit. You want a Tom Ford? You got to pay Tom Ford money.
Yeah, stop shopping at Goodwill.
Exactly. So That's how I feel.
Enjoy your time,
David, I'll tell you. Appreciate it, Freddie. David, I tell you, all it took was state winning. This guy, you don't need me here. I mean, this is.
Hey, Mike, good job.
That's right. Thanks, man. Thanks. Thanks.
Hold on. Good job, Mike.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? It's an inside joke, and I apologize. We just did radio for two there, everybody.
So
my bad. David, a few ticket texts, if you'd be so kind, and we'll get to deal breakers. Again, Cam Sutton released. And just kind of talking about, like, I would just call Stephon Gilmore now, see if I could go 1 year, 10 mil, and get him. See if you want to play winning ball. You know, you had a great year in Dallas. You're a respected vet. I need 1 year. I'll make it worth your while, and let's go win a Super Bowl. That's where I would look, but, you know, maybe we should just get T-shirts that say, let Brad cook. Go ahead, David.
100% agree with both of you guys on needing to add a vet. That's what contenders do. Time to stop pretending. Interesting text here from someone saying, trade St. Brown to Kansas City for Snead and a fourth-round pick.
No, stop. No.
Whoa.
No, stop.
Whoa.
You've been hitting the weed pen. You're a little excited. What planet are you getting rid of Amon-Ra St. Brown? Stop it. You're crazy.
Cooper DeJean plays the same position as Branch, and returners are irrelevant in the NFL. Okay, he's against that move.
Super. Great. Pretty sure Kadarius Toney helped win a Super Bowl 2 years ago. Look, it's fine. You don't have to like DeJean. I'm just saying I'm not going to use that caller's suggestion as a porta potty.
Yep.
I get where his head is at. And all I said is if Brad Holmes loves the kid, fine. I like DeJean because he's a dog. He's a baller. Like, he's just one of the – like.
And he can play multiple positions on an NFL team that has a 53-man roster. So you need a punt returner. You need a kickoff returner. You need somebody back in the secondary. He can check all three boxes. And, David, the man can make plays.
Well, speaking of making plays, he
led Iowa in scoring, and he played on defense.
Ouch.
Wow.
I told you, state wins. This guy's whole day turned around.
Someone stubborn on Robertson here saying maybe now everybody will stop calling him just a nickel guy because he's short. He played the majority of his snaps outside, and he has a better PFF grade on the outside.
Right, playing in a completely different scheme for a god-awful secondary. He's 5'8 and a half. Do me a favor, name another corner that short who plays exclusively on the outside and plays it at a high level for a playoff team. I'll hang up and listen.
Well, I can tell you this. I'm sure Justin Jefferson is hoping.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Do
okay.
That.
I just got off the phone with Christian in Green Bay. We're excited for that move, Detroit.
Right. Someone wants to double down on the cornerback move in the draft. They're saying, yes, I love the Cooper DeJean selection in the first round, but also get Mikey Sanders still in the fourth round. We need depth that would help us after this sudden.
I'm not drafting another slot corner in the fourth round after I just paid A. McRobinson to come in here. But I like Sanders still, especially if he was a New York Giant. But I do wonder, how will it work when he doesn't know the other team's plays?
Oh, boy.
Oh, come on.
What was it? David, you told me this was off.
Now, David, you see what happens when Duquesne wins?
The Mormons got me again.
Oh.
Someone says, definitely bring in Stephon Gilmore. That's the brother I want here for Detroit. Everyone talks about St. Brown's brother. I want Stephon Gilmore. His brother's already on the practice squad.
Let me get to Joe, and then we'll wrap this, and we'll get to deal breakers. Thank you, David. Joe, go right ahead. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, Joe. What's up, buddy?
Hey, you know what? Brad just needs to just, like, quit playing around before something happens. You know, you don't need to go get no prove it players or anything like that. Somebody hurt, just go get Gilmore. Say, hey, look, bro, here's $8 million. He played good last year. He's gonna have motivation coming here playing. He's got his brother here. It's just something that's simple. I mean, you're getting out of this Sutton, you know, fiasco. Just go get Gilmore. Don't play around and, you know, overthink it. When you overthink it, bad things happen. All you gotta do is just go get him. Hey, here's for 1 year. If you're good, we'll sign you again. But, you know, just quit playing around. If you want to draft a corner in the draft, get one later and stuff. But just right now, he's right there. Go get him.
I'm with you. It's free. You know, obviously, it's not my money. But we're not asking to hand out. This isn't some Brian Burns kind of deal. This isn't a five-year thing. It's not a giving up picks. It's just money. And I would surely hope and venture, God, at least a decent guess, that they feel the same way. Cam Sutton disappearing, no matter what you thought of him, no matter how bad you thought he was, you like to dog him. I mean, guys, the fact is, him not even being available, him not being a part of this team, yeah, it requires an addition. I mean, let us not all forget the Vildor Chronicles.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, gentlemen, we're going to do a little tournament edition of Deal Breakers today. What do you think?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Here's the first one. Tell me if you know this guy or if you've been around this guy. You work in a small office, and every year during the tourney, one of your coworkers becomes contrarian guy. You say, I'm rooting for salt. Guess what? Contrarian guy is rooting for pepper. You say day. He says night. No matter who you root for, contrarian guy is taking the other side, laughing
minute,
in your face as you innocently cheer on a team you picked.
Roberto, if you're going to talk about Tom Milliken, be a little less obvious.
Oh, you got me. You got me.
I mean, that is Gov in a heightened situation.
Let's call him the lieutenant.
Now, see, you work at an office, and they call the guy the corporal. I prefer Buffalo, see?
So this does exist, you're saying?
Oh, God, yes, it exists. No, I like debating stuff, but sometimes it just doesn't need to happen. It's like the guy who wants to argue, and you're like, yeah, Ohtani's best baseball player in the land. Oh, well, what about? No, there is no what about. Dude's modern-day Babe Ruth. Yeah. Stop being a Richard. Yes, it's an absolute deal-breaker. I hate people like that. I can't stand it. I don't want to walk around and argue with you all damn day. I do it 4 hours a day as it is.
Or you just get up and move and go watch the game somewhere else and tell them, don't follow me.
Or you leave and let Rico just handle the conversation as I leave him alone.
Oh.
Yeah, David, I haven't forgotten about that. I straight got ambushed.
You left him out there taking bullets, David.
Him and Cookies, just neither one of them could say one word. Like, really, guys? Just nobody. Just, I got to take all the bullets. Okay, all right.
I see how this is going to go.
All right. They just lowered their head and just say, I don't hear anything, nothing. Okay. Go ahead, Roberto.
All right, here we go. Here's another one for you. Your son, who just graduated college, sold all of his furniture and sports memorabilia to bet on the tourney.
Why do I feel like this is your child?
He ends up quadrupling his money. As his father, how do you advise him on what to do with that money, and do you advise him that he not make any more bets with scared money?
Okay. Basically, give me congratulations. Dumbest decision you've ever made in your life. Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. Give me your money before you just give it all away. That's what I would say.
I like that.
I lived in a household where that money would be taken from me. My parents would be like, hope you had fun, sucker. So here's the deal. We're going to go ahead and watch that because we know you're half an idiot. And when you move out of our house, we'll give you that money back.
Yep.
It just wouldn't have been an option.
You're right. It would be taken away. But I was going to tell you, Roberto, that I think it's too late. He already bought the vinyl. You weren't a father already, so it's too late.
Wow. David chose absolute violence.
Yeah. He did.
Yeah.
This is what happens when Michigan's not in the tournament.
All right, here's another one for you. Find it, sorry. Every year, you try to help your brother-in-law with his bracket. But he always ends up making the worst decisions. Now, here's another one. Is this a guy, too? He'll pick a team that hasn't been better than 500 in its past 10 games. He'll put too much stock in recent streaks. He'll pick a number 16 seed to beat a number one. And if a team was great last year, he automatically assumes that it's a lock this year. How do you help an idiot like this?
Rico?
You can't. I mean, at this point, you just can't. There are, yeah, I don't know how to help you.
Now, do you see guys like that?
You know what, because
like that in the room you're in right now?
Yeah, everybody wants to be right. And the tournament allows you to be right 63 times. They're all different games that you can say, hey, and then you let everybody know. It's almost like fantasy football guy. Or I just hit my 18 parlay guy. You got to let everybody know, hey, I picked that upset. What about the 10 that you missed on? We don't need to talk about that.
Or isn't there like the guy that has like 20 brackets, so either way he's always picking a winner?
Well, yeah, now you've just described Stoney.
Hey, I'm pretty good at this.
Going through the office, why don't you?
Just like carries a binder of brackets around.
Yes, you're bound to win all the time. That's great.
By the way, side note, what the hell did Bruce Springsteen do to his face? You see that?
I did.
No.
What is it with these old people in the plastic surgery? What are we doing here? Just grow old gracefully. What's the problem? You're old. No one's going to hold it against you.
You know, maybe a part of the Hippocratic Oath that doctors need to say you look ridiculous. I'll do it. But you know what? You look ridiculous.
Noted.
I wonder if he uses the same beard dye as me.
All right, move along.
All right, here we go. You fly out to Vegas with your friend for the tourney. Mm-hmm. The first night you are there, he becomes a complete liability. Oh, he's winning big money. Then he's losing big money. You have no idea where this guy stands, financially or otherwise, sobriety-wise, anyway-wise. Okay. After watching him blow through thousands of dollars on games, dinners, bar tabs, cigars, he asks you if you could float him $5,000 until you get home.
Nope.
What do you think?
Absolutely not.
What? You know what? Here's what I'll do. The best I'll do for you, I'm going to go ahead and pay for your plane ticket back. You're gone.
Yeah, you got to get out of here.
You're gone.
Yeah.
Rico as Ray Donovan. But Rico putting his ass back on the plane with a postage stamp.
Right. Get out.
Yep,
yeah.
You're gone.
Now, look, there is a time and a place and situationally where you will have to, in Vegas situations or Kentucky Derby or whatever, float a friend. Perhaps some of the money got left at the hotel.
Right.
Perhaps things happen. No stress. But when you start getting into A, you're a degenerate. B, you're asking for $5,000, not 500 or 1,000. You're asking for five G's. I'm kind of with Rico here. We're going to put you in one of them little poodle containers with the holes poked in it so you can breathe.
Yeah.
And we're putting your ass in the cargo bay. You're going home. You're out of here, bro.
Because you're chasing right now.
You're insane.
You're not gambling. You're not winning. You're chasing. And Vegas is Usain Bolt. You ain't catching it.
Guys, I'm wondering if he has a home to go to. You send him home. Just
would this be about you, Roberto?
Well, he's got the basement tricked out.
Yeah, right. That's all I need.
Okay, next.
All right, this one I'm going to give you is non-tournament. This is a bonus one, okay? This actually happened in the news last week with all this, you know, Powerball and lottery stuff going on, right? Your wife plays the lottery every week. A few days ago, she went into the convenience store where she purchases her tickets. The owner of the store promptly congratulated her. Your wife was not aware that she had purchased a winning ticket. Luckily, the owner has the transaction on tape. However, your wife has misplaced the $6,000 ticket. Your efforts to locate the ticket have not been successful. Do you feel bad for your wife and try to confront her in her time of loss, or go the I told you so route to get her to learn a lesson?
Time out. You're not confronting, you're consoling. They're two different words.
Oh.
Ay. That's okay. So it all depends on the opponent. This really depends with who you married and what the relationship's like. Certain people, yeah, I don't know, man. In your deal, I don't think confronting would be a good idea. For others out there, direct talk might work. I think you need to be very careful here because she probably already feels terrible about what she did.
Yep.
She doesn't need you Mutombo finger wagging and dunking on her.
Yeah, I would probably say this. We're going to spend the entire weekend. We're going to tear the house apart. We're going to tear the car apart.
Yeah.
And if in the end we don't find the ticket, we're going to make a pact. We're never speaking of this ever again.
Ooh. Never bring it up again?
Never bring it.
That might be smart for your marriage.
Yeah.
That may be,
you know,
smart.
What? No, because at this point we've exhausted every resources and maybe the money just wasn't meant for us.
Yeah, because my problem, what I would do is I would say that's why you buy them online. If you would have bought them online.
Yeah, but see, David, this is the difference. You're a jerk.
David.
So, I mean.
David. As Dikembe Mutombo.
No. David's spiking a cereal box. There's corn pops everywhere. He goes Terry Tate, linebacker, standing over his wife. These ain't your pins, Richard.
Right.
You want gas? Get your $6,000. No.
All of a sudden, she's nice to him, gives him a sandwich. Oh, you didn't lose the sandwich, did you? But you lost the lottery ticket.
Not today.
Oh, you bought a new purse.
Okay.
Oh, but you didn't lose that.
Yeah, Roberto, David is that dude.
So what we've learned today is don't be contrarian guy. Don't be 20 bracket guy.
Right.
And don't lose your lottery ticket.
Don't be a degen. And then don't be insensitive when you know your life partner already feels terrible about what they did. Don't be David in the cereal aisle.
Yeah, and don't ask me for $5,000 after you just gave away all
right.
Your money.
And also don't be Brad Underwood, who's losing to Moorhead State right now. All right, that is Deal Breakers.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.